putting together an audio show which entertains and educates the globe is a piece of cake. When you've got the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition teams on the case for Siren 107.3 FM and sirenonline.co.uk.
Quite right. You got your Chloe Middleton, you got your Amelia Highfield. I have to say, Amelia, from your last Facebook routine, looking very film noir-esque, très chic. That's very important. Yes, that's good. And, of course, we have, as mentioned, from Wales, with some special news about what's going to be happening in the next few weeks as far as Eve Thomas is concerned, the legend that is Eve Thomas. So, first of all, Eve, how has the office move been going? Have you settled all the bits and pieces in full place? And things?
Unfortunately, not completed the move yet. Oh. It's nearly done. The builders, we've got a big storeroom which is attached to the unit. They've knocked through that now, so we have double doors. So that's been knocked through. The roller shutter door has been all measured up in the unit as well. So it's getting there, but I'm hoping by the time I come back from my holiday.
Well, you see, this is it. I mean, you know, certainly, before, when we did the sort of pre-show chat, just as I was going to open the door up to welcome Amelia and Chloe into the studio today, you suddenly dropped this bombshell that said, by the way, I'm off on a world cruise now. So, you know, I mean, it happens every day, Chloe and Amelia, you'll attest to. Obviously, you get that offer, you go to Florida, you go on cruise, just to represent the Lincolnshire Agriculture Society. It's about having to bat them away. What's this all about, Eve? What are you doing? Will you be taking your candles with you?
Oh, I could do, actually. I probably will take some, actually, mm-hmm. you know, for good luck. But, yeah, I just had the bombshell dropped on me by my boyfriend and my mum that, oh, by the way, you're off on a cruise.
I'm not far be it from me, but I think obviously that raises the level considerably for boyfriend girlfriend scenarios in every sense of the word. You know, it's by the way, and this cruise, how long is it going to be?
The cruise is for a week,
yeah,
and the holiday is for 3 weeks.
Right.
So yeah. They'd be like scheming this behind my back for quite a long time.
Scheming apparently. Behind your back. So
yeah.
Is this for a special event, or is it just a case of let's go with her?
I think they just think I need a
timeout. I need a timeout. So, I mean, again, Chloe and Amelia, I think worth sort of just dropping those occasional hints.
Yeah, I think we need to have a serious conversation with our partners.
Yeah. Well, there we are. Anyway, it's the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, not some sort of agony uncle scenario. Let's progress on this basis because exciting news as the Lincolnshire show continues to get ever nearer. Weather today, 9 degrees centigrade, lows of 2 degrees centigrade. The rain will quickly clear and it'll be clearing eastwards to leave a bright day with sunny spells, which is pretty much what the weather's going to be for the whole Lincolnshire show period. Bright day, sunny spells. What kind of stage have we reached now? Because let's face it, you know, June is approaching, Amelia.
Thank you, Alex. Yes, the momentum is picking up for the Lincolnshire show. Obviously, we're taking trade bookings all the time, which is fantastic. But there's been a real emphasis this year on building the Discovery Zone with conversations with lots of local community groups. We've got Northcote Stephen Morris dancers. We've got some local choirs. We've got a gymnastics group. All performing in that one area, hopefully to be able to lift it and encourage more families to come along and stay all day.
Well, it is, and it's a wonderful sort of sequence that works through that whole setup. Last night, of course, Sarah Bullimore was here in a very packed show, so packed, obviously it's proven too much for some of our sort of team who are actually there. Katie Grimmison is doing her dissertation this morning, so good luck with respect to that, Katie. She's settling down. That Gabriella Peralta, who knows? I don't know. And Rachel Warren, maybe it was just too much to London. Ed Wellman, I did actually see in a local hostelry getting quite sort of celebratory last night with the Siren FM news team. So,
he's perhaps still asleep then, maybe. Or still celebrating.
don't know, but you know. However, Sarah did actually say exciting things happening, not only with the Good Spite, and I can also partially reveal that I have seen the lineup. And there are some choice productions there, and indeed very, very... in fact, it's a world-exclusive in one particular piece. World-exclusive, which I can't actually reveal. So it's revealed next week when the official programme is produced and launched through, but it's very, very exciting. But what we can say is that the show comes to Tyne.
Yes, that's right. We have an event in the city centre called The Show Comes to Town on the 31st of May, and it's basically bringing a flavour of the Lincolnshire Show to the city centre so that people who perhaps haven't been to the Lincolnshire Show before can see what it's all about. And fortunately, we also have Lincoln Inspired on tour there. So because Sarah's actually bringing it to the show, she said, actually, I want to bring it to the show, comes to town as well. So she'll be putting on all kinds of entertainment for young and old.
You see, it's like, you know, you midweek drive on a Wednesday, a Lincoln Inspired special, midweek drive morning edition, a Lincolnshire Show special. It's like coming together. It's like a glorious synergy of wonderment.
It's one big happy family, Alex.
One big happy, but quite rightly so too, without the dodgy uncle. But anyway, don't go there, please, not this early in the morning. Eve, any questions you'd like to put to either Chloe or Amelia about life, the universe, or indeed, you know, just generally sort of chilling and when you're actually sort of building up to the show, etc.?
Oh, God, I just can't think. I think it's obviously really important for exhibitors that we have like a lot of footfall and sort of like targeted clients. About like, how can you ensure that there's going to be the footfall in the area where all the stands are?
We obviously have people coming year on year. We have around 60,000 people over the 2 days. But in terms of promotion, it doesn't just receive promotion locally in Lincolnshire, but actually nationally as well. It's renowned as the Fantastic County Show, and we do feel that we've got such a great product. People want to come and try it out. So it is exceptionally busy, and shopping is one of the favourite pastimes of visitors to the show.
It is the show. That's the important thing.
It is the show.
That's the critical scenario from that point of view. Gabriella Peralta's just creeping into the whole system there. It's great because she's going to be sorted out here and great stuff. And Gabriella, of course, as we found out yesterday, I was completely wrong, because she has indeed taken part in a Lincoln Inspired event, which was the Lincoln Inspired Literary Quiz, in which she was a fine marker. So you clearly, the memory fades, but the joy still lingers on. But I don't think Gabriella as yet has actually been to the Lincolnshire Show in her coming up to 3 years. She's actually been Gibraltar's special correspondent, you know, within the whole thing. Have you been to the Lincolnshire Show, Gabriella?
No, I haven't actually. No.
It's unbelievable,
yes,
isn't it?
This year is the year.
I think so. And the dates, once again,
18th
are...
18th and 19th of June.
18th to the 19th of June.
8 a.m.
to 6 p.m. in the country.
Yeah, you say you may not be in the country. That's just not good enough.
Make a trip back, I think.
Exactly. And let's go back to, obviously, the show comes to town. When have we actually got that happening?
That's the 31st of May.
Now, Eve, will you actually be back from your cruise by the 31st of May, or is it just a case of once you get started, Florida, you know, the whole range, anything could happen, really?
Yeah, I might be like, you know, I'm just not going to bother coming home. I'm back on the 28th of March.
The 28th of March. So, is that, yeah, okay, well, there you go. It just goes to show, you know, to work our way through that. We will send best wishes obviously, just spread the word, you know. And don't forget, you can actually listen to us online, you know, wherever you happen to be in the globe, as long as you've got one of those wonderful mobile apps and such like stuff. Gabriella, last two questions for Eve Thomas, please.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
As always.
And will you be connecting with us again?
From the 28th of March.
Yeah, you see, this is it. I know, you schedule that. And that's why Gabriella is a top pro, because she can come in looking as though she's just sort of, you know, just instantly, bang, hits the mustard, really. There are other people I would actually say, don't do that, you know, just can't handle it, you know, it's a false start, etc. Do all the warm-up exercises. Well done. Here's Cher. Go on, put them on, those blue suede shoes. And relax. It's the Midweek Drive on Siren FM, Midweek Drive Morning Edition, of course. And it's just coming up to 14 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Little time check there. We have Gabriella Peralta in the studio together with Chloe Middleton and Amelia Highfield. And Amelia and Chloe, of course, last time, the first Lincolnshire Show, Midweek Drive Morning Edition special, you gals made it onto the cover of the Southside Broadcasting webpage, basically.
We did. I saw that.
You were cover gals, etc. You have been usurped, however, this week by Richard Fitzwilliams, who is there with our last sequence. Ed and Katie and Rachel. Obviously, it's been too much for the latter three, as we've said. Gabriella would have been there, but you were city vibing. Never mind. Got a special on caramel for you next week. Chocolate, dance, dance and chocolate.
Is that the LPAC?
Yeah, well, Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Let's get the brand right. Yes, well, you will be there. After the show, Midweek Drive. But anyway, there's Richard Fitzwilliams. He's there. He's finally made it. He has actually become a cover boy, together with Ed Wellman. Isn't that right, Richard? On Facebook.
I'm
there we are.
Flattered, yes, indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Now, quick question for you, Amelia.
Yes.
Do you know where in the world that was actually taken?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Please enlighten me. Should we provide a clue, Richard, in terms of where it might have been? Perhaps drop in a clue in terms of where that photograph with, of course, Rachel and Katie and Ed, where was it actually taken? Where in the world? It works so well on radio, this. If you want to join in, just go onto Facebook and facebook.com/Southside Broadcasting to find that out. You know, or indeed the web page via Siren.
Well, a clue, perhaps... one of the world's largest arts complexes.
One of the world's largest arts complexes. Chloe? Clock is ticking here. It's not the Epic Centre, OK? It's not the Epic Centre in Lincoln, and it is in London, and it's one of the world's largest arts complexes. Gabriella, would you like to suggest any thoughts? Where in the
world's
world?
Largest arts complex.
Huge. And
huge.
Think concrete, too.
Yeah,
but also think floodlit fabulously at night.
Floodlit, concrete, at night.
Think films, think theatre, think music.
Yes, indeed. Think art.
No.
Something beginning with national and ending in...
National
gallery? So close. National and ending in theatre. Theatre, national theatre. There we are. Well, that works.
I think you need it to be outside on that photo for us to guess.
Yeah. Well, if you want outside, I'll give you the
Are you going again?
There's outside.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah, you see.
When was that?
Yeah. It's nice to see you keep up with us on location, Amelia. I don't know why I bother with these social networking sites sometimes, Richard. Anyway.
It's important. I think you can't ignore the social media. It's just got to be there.
Or if we're in Hull, social. Anyway. That feature works so well. I think we'll repeat it every week, Gabrielle. What do you think? Guess where in the world this photograph was taken. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we should Photoshop ourselves into places. Like one day I'm in Egypt.
I think so.
The next time around the world.
Gibraltar?
I think Egypt might have been easier to guess than the national
Some pyramids.
Yeah, we'll have this post-show discussion and take it up from that point of view. Richard, the Oscars, the Academy Awards are coming up this weekend. Are you staying quite... solidly behind 12 Years a Slave and possibly Gravity and maybe American Hustle? Are those the ones which you actually think ultimately will be the winners?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when we look at what should win and what looks likely to win, we are looking at 12 Years a Slave because it's a masterpiece, because it deals with part of American history, which is so terrible, and also because it's so well done and because it's won at most film awards ceremonies so far. But to add a touch of excitement to the race, and I was actually chatting with someone who's just come back from Hollywood and who told me that there is no question that it's not certain by any means American Hustle could make a last-minute dash. One of the reasons is that, of course, 12 Years is extremely violent. You never quite know what effect that has on the voters, and we will, of course, see whether there'll be a repeat of a movie like Sting winning, which is about the nearest thing I can think of to American Hustle, a vacuous, enjoyable, but not otherwise particularly memorable film.
Don't beat around the bush, Richard. Vacuous and enjoyable, please. That's most of my favourite movies. Witness Quantum of Solace.
Yes, but you may be right, but equally, it's David O. Russell's the director, and we ought to mention that Silver Linings Playbook was also his last year, and as this year, so last year, it was nominated in all four acting categories.
And
that
of course,
happened since Reds in 1981, so there's no doubt that, as I say, I'm not ruling out American Hustle completely. Gravity would be, well, it would be a real shock result, simply because science fiction doesn't win at the Oscars. 2001 wasn't even nominated. I mean, there is no precedent, and it doesn't look like it. But I do think that Gravity will get Best Director for Alfonso Cuarón. It should be Steve McQueen for 12 years, but that's my prediction.
OK. Now, as I said before, if you actually take Sandra Bullock and Jennifer Lawrence and, of course, Amy Adams, you've got the equivalent to Gabriella Peralta, Amelia Highfield and Chloe Middleton. But, yeah.
That is indeed quite a thought.
I think
we have Kate Blanchett if you're going to win, because there's no doubt at all, despite such adverse publicity for Woody Allen. I mean, Blue Jasmine's nominated in three categories one might think conceivably might be affected. But when we look at the Best Actress category, Kate Blanchett has been winning every possible award, and she's going to win as a socialite who's declining. And it's a very sensitive performance, and you care for her even if she is very snobbish. That's certain. Best Actor, you know, this really has got top performances. You think of Bruce Dern in Nebraska, you think of Tom Hanks in Captain Phillips, who isn't even nominated, Christian Bale for playing an overweight con man in American Hustle, Squeezes In. Don't ask me my view of that, but the facts of the matter are Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club wasn't even nominated at the BAFTAs. Apparently is very likely to win. Chiwetel Ejiofor should, in my view, for 12 Years a Slave, but let's forget Leonardo DiCaprio for The Wolf. I mean, this is...
Let's be honest, it's The Wolf of Wall Street, because The Wolf was with Jack Nicholson a few years ago. Don't get it confused.
No, who could confuse it, having seen The Wolf of Wall Street? But, I mean, it just shows the high standard, and when they go up to 9 films, I'm surprised they didn't use the entire 10. This is Oscar, by the way, returning to its roots, because they did this quite a lot in the 1930s. There's so much that's so classy. Even some movies like Rush or Inside Llewyn Davis had been left out, or Saving Mr. Banks.
Let's just hold that thought for the moment. I want to do a quick straw poll. Chloe, will you be watching the Academy Awards ceremony, the Oscars, over the weekend?
Yeah.
You will?
Well, it's one of those things. It's the kind of thing, if you're in, you'll pop it on.
Right. So yeah. Well, you're always
probably,
in.
Probably, I mean, yeah,
in a
I
sort
am.
Of
I
stylist
really
sort of routine.
Thanks.
Oh, you must watch. Do watch. It's the greatest show on earth.
The greatest show on... I'm sorry, Richard. Second greatest show on earth. Surely it's the Lincolnshire County show that has to be the greatest show on earth.
The greatest, yes. But the Oscars are close second.
Well,
you can actually use that, Amelia, with meeting with our colleagues up the hill, actually. So you do realise that we have a quote here that one regular radio presenter actually says it's the Oscars are a second best to the Lincolnshire show.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'm glad you haven't named them, but I wouldn't dare get into this one. Other than to say, just to return to the Oscar for a minute, the excitement it's often almost tangible. If you are a nominee, it's quite interesting if you sometimes see programs made about the Oscars, and the tension in that hall. The facts are that, you know, it really is so exciting, and sometimes people have been known to get up from their seats who haven't won.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing that moment. You think you're going to get the award? Do you know, I've been at various editions of the Lincolnshire show where I felt that the sheep was about to step forward, the horse was actually there, and you can tell they're gutted. I mean, we've been there, haven't we, Amelia?
Yeah,
we've seen that.
There.
We've seen that announcement, the tease. You know, thought it's me. It's this year.
It's electric.
Exactly. You know.
But what fascinates me, of course, and this is one of the things we love and watch about Oscars, are the emotional speeches.
You get those at the Lincoln Show as well, you know. I won't let this go, like a dog with a bone.
You'll be outrageous this morning. The fact of the matter are, where else could you find the Tom Hanks, the Gwyneth Paltrow, the Julia Roberts, the...
Have you seen the lineup for Lincoln Inspired this year? No, only kidding.
But it's the... I'm fascinated by the Joe Pesci winning for Goodfellas, It's My Privilege, was the shortest ever. The longest ever in the 1940s was when Greer Garson won for Mrs. Miniver. This was scary, 5.5 minutes. So they cut you off after 45 seconds.
Or possibly 35 tears. It depends which way we're going for.
This is part and parcel of it, because it's what it is. And, I mean, there's no question, with the rarest of exceptions, if you win at the Oscars, well, you have been made for life if you're a performer, and the film always has that Oscar nomination or Oscar win. I mean, it really, BAFTA and Globes, yes, of course, but and can.
I can tell you're excited. Amelia, will you be watching the Oscars?
I will, actually. I'm a bit of a fan.
Will you be tweeting whilst the same goes? I know, yeah, Natalie Tuck likes to tweet regularly and she's all updates whilst doing it. I'll watch out for those tweets then. And probably sort of Facebook routines. Gabriella, Oscar Soul, will you be following through on that?
I haven't followed through on it too much. All I know is I want Leonardo DiCaprio to win.
Really?
I don't know why. There's.
It's not a kind of critical thing. It's just sort of, yeah.
Just want him to win, so I'll probably watch it, just see him win.
It's his best performance, there's no doubt. Jordan Belfort.
He won't, Gabriella. Sorry, I'm just.
He will win.
I'm letting you know, he won't win.
No, he will.
No, I'm sorry. It ain't going to happen, you know. Look at George Clooney.
It's Leo's time.
No,
although it ain't going to happen, I will say that if it did happen, I would be very pleased because it's a remarkable performance, and there's no doubt at all. They've been flinging a lot of mud flung at this time, the Oscars.
You see, exactly like the Lincolnshire Show, you've just used the metaphor that's there.
To remember exactly what's happening, apart from the allegations about Woody Allen's private life, which have really been timed for this occasion. It's most unfortunate, but there it is. The facts are that Scorsese, whose now the nomination puts him the most nominated of all living directors. He's been accused of endorsing Jordan Belfort, the con man in The Wolf of Wall Street, as opposed to depicting, which of course is absolute nonsense, but it's all part and parcel of gigantic...
It's a circus. It's a circus.
Yes, but some circuses have prestige, and the Oscars, sometimes it may be vulgar, sometimes it may be very, very long, sometimes they have the wrong hosts. I mean, Seth MacFarlane last year with one or two of those... songs, I thought, rather strange, but they got 40 million viewers in America, and the overall audience is supposed to go into the billions, so it's terrific.
Personally, Richard, I would have liked to have seen Ricky Gervais actually host the whole thing.
I don't think that would be a good idea. I believe, Alex, may I say, that it's the work of those who are nominees that counts, not the ego of some whatever who was at the Globes for 2 years and got vast amounts of publicity. Yes, extras is very funny, but that's precisely what he should be relegated to.
Extra. He always speaks very highly of yourself, Richard. Anyway, hold the fire there for a few moments because we're going to take a short musical break, and I've got to actually throw you a little quiz question, Richard.
Have we got our films too?
Yes. Well, it is a film question, actually. Could you actually give me one specific movie that was directed by Richard Lester?
Help. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help, when I was young. Help me, help me.
Seamless. I thought you might have gone for the Three Musketeers or the Four Musketeers, but no, it's straight in there with the right answer. Well done, Richard Fitzwilliams. Chloe, why help? Why are you sort of bonding with that and Beatles, etc.? I mean, surely you weren't around first time, were you?
I wish I was. No, my dad is a massive Beatles fan, so I was kind of brought up with it in that respect. So.
And as far as the movie is concerned, you haven't quite got to the end of it yet, have you?
No, my dad's DVD got stuck every time we tried to watch it.
Richard, Chloe's father's DVD got stuck. Which particular part of the movie helped?
It's when John Lennon goes into the ticket office when they've been skiing every single time, and we were like, just don't know if he buys a ticket or not.
after the skiing incident, I mean, do you want to give a spoiler away, Richard?
I never give spoilers.
No. Does he get the ticket? Does he not? Chloe's looking, I would say Amelia's looking at Chloe with sort of, what's going on here? So, never mind. Right, moving on then. Two movies that you want to actually probably not give a thumbs up to. I think you said they actually go on and on and on and on. But anyway.
It's a disappointing crop this week. Jeremy Collette Serra directs Non-Stop. This is about a flight from New York to London where all sorts of very, very, very strange things happen. And it could and should have been very, very exciting.
It's got Liam Neeson.
It's Liam Neeson who's Marshal Bill Marks, and his life is not in a good way. We see him hitting the bottle at the beginning of the film, and you start to question his sanity in parts of this movie, as you are supposed to, and you also start questioning the sanity of the people who wrote the plot, because there are so many twists and turns in it. The problem is that the marshal gets a text when they're 40,000 feet in the air. Cryptic text messages say that unless he instructs the airline to transfer $150 million into a rather strange account, a passenger will be killed every 20 minutes. I have to say, Neeson, normally an excellent screen presence. We think back to Schindler's List, Michael Collins, all sorts of
Highlander.
Very fine movies. I mean, he, in this close-ups, he just can't be impressive. But the script, Julianne Moore, who's so good so often as Jen Summers, again another of these ambiguously written parts, two really, really wasted actresses, and I have to complain here loudly, Michelle Dockery and Lupita Nyong'o, of course, is so good in 12 Years a Slave, and Michelle Dockery, I saw her as Eliza on the old big stage, thought she was marvellous, and of course we know her as Lady Mary in Downton. They're both wasted as air hostesses, and Dockery's accent, oh dear, not very convincing.
Now, when you say oh dear, what sort of accent is she trying to do? South African?
Well, she's trying to be a little less posh.
A little less posh? I don't know, I think there's a place for posh hostesses to actually do the whole thing. Is it,
yes, but I think it's also important that when you've got an accent to be consistent.
Is it all over the place?
Well, the trouble is the plot of this movie is all over the place. certainly there are moments when initially I was naturally giving it the benefit of the doubt, and when, you know, they're genuinely tense sequences. But when you realise that the whole thing has been written, I'm afraid, by screenwriters who just add one twist after the other, it really does disintegrate. And no spoilers as to what happens other than to say, to quote the prime of Miss Jean Brodie, for those who like the sort of thing, that is the sort of thing they like. Somebody might, I mean, I've had a lot of fun in some of the films where you think Airport, or you think, which was an obvious type of movie, or you think Flight with Denzel Washington, some very fine scenes there, or indeed Red Eye that with Cillian Murphy, that was exciting. This one just loses it. It loses the plot. Exciting, I'm afraid, eventually.
Well,
it's very,
listen,
very boring.
If we had the webcam on, you'd see that Gabriella has her arms folded, which is a sign that Gabriella is not impressed.
Well, and all of I, and I have to say, Endless Love, I mean, this really is dreadful. It's directed
by
Sean Astin. A remake of Zeffirelli's original film, which I have to say I never saw. A story of a rich girl, a poor boy, father tries to keep them apart. She's supposed to be going to Brown's University to study medicine. And an all-American love story. Gabriella Wilde is very pretty, but Alex Pettifer is the boyfriend, David, oh dear. And as for Bruce Greenfield as the father, Greenwood is the
I'm
father.
Not getting
Does
positive
matter,
vibes here, Richard.
I have to say, quite frankly, this is a dreadful film. The wrong side of the tracks.
Well, you've sold it to me. I'll be there, first in the queue. Endless
cliched,
love and non-stop.
An appalling script. And frankly, I mean, there's absolutely nothing to be said for a movie where I looked it up and it's got 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. Who are these 14 who like it? And name and shame them.
All right, let's just go with it. From Richard's description there of either the Liam Neeson classic Non-Stop, classic to be, no doubt cult, and indeed Alex Pettifer and company in Endless Love, would you go and see it, Chloe?
I fancy Alex Pettifer a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe. Well, that's about as far as it goes,
yeah.
But that would make me
you
go
see,
to see the film.
He is number four, or whatever. Gabriel.
When you fancy him a little bit, it might be even less by the time you've seen this.
Maybe my boyfriend will be happy about that.
Yes, mouth
it's the midweek drive morning edition, not help your relationships. Good Lord. Gabriella?
I won't be watching the films.
You won't.
After that description.
No, you trust Richard Fitzwilliams.
Shameless, was it? If it was voted on Rotten Tomatoes? No way. No.
It really is terribly bad. I mean, there would be absolutely nothing wrong with that. Very reverse. It could have been rather a sensitive and a movie with a certain amount of dramatic tension, but concentrating on a romance, which was released, in fact, around Valentine's Day. I mean, of course, it could be enjoyable. This
obviously
is
it isn't.
B-A-D, bad.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Amelia.
No, unfortunately, you've not enticed me to
it's
see
not.
Either of those films.
No, it's not.
No,
well,
going.
There we are. Okay, right. Well, Gabriella, last two questions for Richard Fitzwilliams as we pack him off into the wonderful ether to do Al Jazeera, CNN, and a whole heap of other goodies, no doubt.
That sounds like an interesting day. So have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today? Hopefully more than your other links?
Well, I'm on the other links. I mean, that would be a comparison I wouldn't dare make. No. Heaven knows what Alex would say in his current form.
It's like comparing sort of gold with platinum, really. I mean, it's very challenging, really. You've got to save it, live in the moment. That's what I say, live in the moment.
The moment's been very enjoyable indeed, yes.
Coming up to the Linkages show, to actually sort of touch base on, obviously, the big event. Then you obviously come back thinking, well, after the Linkages show, the Oscars will never look again the same, really. It's the 18th and 19th of June, Richard.
That's actually Royal Ascot.
Yeah, well, we know that, and I knew you'd mentioned that before, but I a few years ago, I did both Royal Ascot and the Linkages show in the same week. Yeah, exactly. So,
I'm surprised you didn't do better with your energy in the same day.
Well, I did do the Royal Highland show as well in the same week, but there we are. That's a different line. So, so it can be done. That's an important thing. Anyway, next question, Gabriella.
Will you be connecting with us again, hopefully next week?
Yes, with the results from the Oscars. We'll know the winners.
We will indeed.
Hopefully.
Gabrielle, I'm sorry, but I've got a lot of time for you, but it's not going to do it, Seriously.
I'm still hope for Leah. Still hope.
Please, just
there's a place in my heart.
I've no doubt.
I'm mine.
Well, fair enough.